The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
Well, hell, here we are again. Episode 51. Son of a bitch.
On our way to the next milestone.
Is it 75? Would that be it? At this point, 51 is a fucking milestone.
Well, I would say 52 would be the next milestone.
Well, yeah. I can't believe we made it to 50. Thanks to everybody that contributed to episode 50. Can't believe we made it this far.
No, that is serious. We're not joking around about that. We are dead serious about that. We never, ever thought we'd get this far.
No, because we started out thinking we were going to like just do a podcast about, you know, paranormal and UFOs.
Yeah. And maybe 10 episodes tops before we like, fuck this.
This is bullshit. But we have people literally listening all over the world. We're really kicking ass in Iceland. What the fuck, man? I get these notifications. It's like, hey, you're number 24 on the comedy podcast in Iceland. And I'm like, what language is that? I don't know. Is that Icish?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know. If you're listening in Iceland, send us a fucking email, would you?
Yeah, jump on this new page that we got out there.
People aren't listening to a podcast in Iceland enough to skew the fucking numbers. So the three people that downloaded the show in Iceland, send us a fucking email. If you'd like to send us an email, that would be thetnapodcast.com. Hit the contact button. Send us something.
Are you done shilling?
Send us a picture, butthole. Only if there's no balls involved.
An Icelandic butthole? I wonder what they look like over there.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's do that. Again, no dude's named Steve. I don't want to see your butthole. But if you're a girl named Cynthia and you're from Iceland.
Cynthia from Iceland.
I don't know, dude.
That's the most Icelandic name I've ever heard.
I couldn't think. It was like some fucking Viking name or something. I don't even know what the hell.
Let's go with Annika. Sounds possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know.
How's your butthole? Anyway, this is episode 51, as I said. You know, and I keep doing this because, I mean, we're like 2 minutes, 30 seconds in.
Uh-huh.
This is the TNA podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
I'm Sam Hall.
And you can suck it, because you're looking at me going, don't do this. Nobody fucking cares.
If they don't know by now.
It's the intro. It's what we call the intro. So when I edit this cocksucker, I know what parts go where. Today on the TNA podcast.
With?
Jason Roach.
And Sam Hall.
Oh, Christ. We have an interview with a lady. By the name of Ray Richmond, she is in the single-digit percentile of OnlyFans contributors.
And we got to see her butthole.
Dude, don't skip ahead. And to be quite honest, that's not a lie. She didn't just like show us. I mean, it was just content on her page.
Right.
But she is a Southern belle. She is originally from Virginia, and she's an absolute fucking delight. And I hope she ordered that fucking pizza and just sent it to us. Son of a bitch.
We do this every time, and I've never once, well, there may be a couple of times that I've actually heard a really loud vehicle.
All I know is I can hear it in these headphones, and every single time I'm like, they can hear that. But if I completely no-sell it, it's like, did you hear that fucking car go by? So now I have to say it's pizza delivery. In this case, it's porn delivery. Ray Richmond, like I said, she is kind of a, I don't want to use the term anomaly. I can't even say it,
but yeah.
she is not your norm. Put it to
right,
that way.
Right.
Which, as she explains to us in the interview, there are all kinds of different fetishes and all that.
Yes, there is.
I'll be damned. But she is a 56-year-old contributor to OnlyFans. And when I say this, I mean this as delicately as I can. If you think you're going to go on and see just tantalizing topless, bottomless pics of Ray.
Maybe some arts and crafts.
Yes, you will. You will see some of that, but you will also see Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it in the butt. She, bless her heart, she is very well spoken. And not only is she just an OnlyFans creator, she is also in the corporate world of business.
Yeah.
And you can tell as she's dancing around it, you know, we're not going to ask you who you mm-hmm, work for, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I'd say it probably pulls down a little fucking cheese, I believe. But she is making a name for herself in the world of, I don't know, porn.
Yeah.
As she said herself, she likes to fuck and record it. Bless her heart. So, without further adieu.
Doo-doo.
Doo. She said that wasn't allowed on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No pee-pee, no poo-poo.
No pee-pee, no poo-poo.
This is our interview with Ray Richmond. Well, here we are.
Again.
For the second fucking time.
You knew I wasn't going to let it go.
Oh, I know. I promise to anybody listening, I'm getting better with the whole fucking technical shit. I'm fitty. But, hey, 48 episodes and counting. This is 49. No, actually, this is going to be 51. Man, we're doing shit that I just can't keep track of.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, the person on the other line is like, you know, I kind of have some time that's a little valuable. Could you get to the fucking point? We are here with Ray Richmond. She is a 56-year-old OnlyFans model. And as she was referred to on Layla London's show, The Curious Girl Diaries, winky, winky, she is the MILF next door. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hi. It's very good to be here, and I'm doing wonderful tonight. And I'm actually glad this happened because now I know it's okay to drop the F-bomb. So,
well,
oh, here she was worried that she might offend.
She didn't.
I mean, being a porn star is, you know, I kind of do use some language here. So,
oh, fucking A.
You have no idea the things that has passed from our mouths on this program.
Well, it's like that's a fucking red flag. She ain't listening to much of the episodes, has she? at one time we had a cuss jar that was just strictly for Jesus and God damn it. That was what that was for. But all the F-bombs just kept going. And we ended up having,
you know, it's funny. I can say fuck it all day long, but I don't take the Lord's name in vain. My mama raised me right.
Well, we kind of got scolded over that a little bit. And I believe the girl that we had went to, it was early on. She's like, I can take all the fucks you got. Well, would you stop saying the GD? And it's like, oh, okay. Okay. Right. We try, but it works our way into the vocabulary. But anyway, welcome again. And you are kind of, I don't want to say an oddity, but when people think of OnlyFans, I think the general thought is, you know, these, you know, 18, 20, whatever, just, you know.
College girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That basically. Kind of stuff. And you, my dear, you're right up there in our age range. We like it.
I got a few years on you. I'm 56.
I'm going to tell you what, like I said before we push record, you look a hell of a lot better. I mean, oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
You are.
I second that.
Yes. I believe the term built like a brick shit house comes to mind.
Well, thank you very much.
And as I said, the first time we recorded this and I fucked it up, we had to subscribe for research. So we've seen a little bit of the services that you provide via the OnlyFans page.
Hey, we're professionals here. Yeah. All right. We got to do our research.
And you are way up in the single digit percentile of OnlyFans contributors. That is fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Yes, it gets better every day. It's just growing leaps and bounds. I'm really, really grateful. It's been great.
You worked in the corporate world for 30 years and you raised a family. You were living your life from the expectations of the ones around you. At what point did you realize, trying to dance around this and try
shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm just watching you struggle.
But no, I'm not struggling. I don't want to be a douche. Okay. Well, so
since when?
Well, at this point, when did you find yourself, I don't know, sexually liberated? I guess it might be the good. Don't spit take the damn thing while you're drinking. I said sexually liberated. Fuck you.
Can you just say at what point did you decide you wanted to let people watch you fuck on the internet? Woo! I'm okay with that.
There it is.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I'll be sitting right over here in the corner. You go right ahead.
We'll be glad to hear this answer.
I appreciate that Southern gentleman in you, because I'm a Southern girl too. I was born and raised in Virginia, so I appreciate you trying to not offend my delicate sensibilities. Let's just say
Virginia, we're neighbors. We're West Virginia hillbillies ourselves.
She is the MILF next door, actually.
Like he said, you are the MILF next door. But yeah, when did you?
Yes, right next door, exactly. So y'all, I'm actually still in the corporate world, which is something else. I talked about on Layla's show. I've been in that world for 30 years and I still do. I have my corporate career. I'm in upper management for a large corporation and they do not know what I do. Wow. It's not awesome. So it's interesting. But anyway, after years and years of just kind of living my life, like you said, I mean, soccer mom, all of that. I raised my kids. I got divorced. I was married for a long time to a man who, you know, you hear the cliche of the loveless marriage, but it really was loveless. It was sexless. It was everything less. It was really separate lives under one roof. And so, you know, I'm thinking, well, I'm in my 50s. This is really all there is. I guess I'm just going to buy me a rocking chair and get out there on the porch. And I mean, if y'all see me, you know, that's not really an option.
No.
Yeah, you definitely didn't go with the rocking chair.
No, well, I do have some chairs and we rock on them. But anyway,
I figured more swings than chairs.
We got some of those too. That you'll see those on the page for sure. But I actually got divorced a few years back, and I just decided I was going to start living my life without apology for who I am, and so I met someone who has really helped open my mind to a lot of things. And one of those things was, you know, I've really always kind of been an exhibitionist, but it was really repressed. And it wasn't something I ever really pursued other than maybe taking some sexy selfies or something like that, you know. But my man, who y'all have seen also on my page with me,
well, I've seen a lot of him.
Yeah, didn't need no reading glasses for that.
right. So yeah, I'm a lucky girl.
My God.
So Cam is he's 20 years younger than me. Let's just get that out there right now. So you know, he's always made me feel beautiful. He's always made me feel sexy. And, you know, at some point the camera came out and we just started having fun with, you know, filming ourselves, having fun. And he was like, you know, I really think we should think about you doing this. You could do it. And then I saw some people my age who were really successful. And I started thinking from the business standpoint, right? Because that's where my mind is always at.
Yeah.
Hey, I bet I could do this. And hey, I love for people to watch me. And this is like really fun and really cool. So, you know, it just kind of evolved from there. I started talking about it last fall and I've only been on the platform for under 3 months and already in, you know, the low single digits. So I'm really excited about how it's all going. I mean, I planned it and then executed my launch and yeah, it's all going according to my evil plan, as they say.
Wow. That is, you said having, you know, being an exhibitionist to the point of sending like sexy selfies or whatever. was it much of a stretch to get to the point where you're like, okay, I'm just going to put this out here for potentially the world?
You know, it was an evolution. My first thought was, hey, I'll be a faceless creator. My very first picture on OnlyFans was me in a bikini with a cowboy hat in front of my face. And then it was like, you know what? I'm 56. I mean, I'm not meaning to sound vain or whatever, but I mean, I know, you know, I get male attention and female attention too, which is fun and fine. Yeah. But people want to see, exactly. People want to see my face. And so I do think that, you know, a body is a body is a body. But if you have a face that people find attractive, that's more of a draw. So I had to decide, and it was an evolution. Okay, well, then at first it was, okay, I'm faceless. Then it was, well, I'll show my face behind the subscription wall. And then it was, well, I'm going to build these social media accounts to draw fans. How am I going to do that if I'm just showing my body? Because bodies are a dime a dozen. If they don't see I really am, you know, 56 or whatever, and, you know, my hair and all the things that people like to look at about me. If they're not seeing that, then I'm really going to have a much more difficult time. So at some point it was like, you know what, fuck it. I mean, that's just kind of where I went. I was like, you know what, fuck it. The only people that I cared about really knowing were my son and my daughter. And my daughter, I told right away, my daughter's 26. And, you know, we have a very good mother-daughter relationship. And so she was quite supportive. My son is 35, a year younger than my boyfriend, if you're doing the math. And wow. He was, you know, I think he was, when I told him I had something to tell him, he thought I was going to tell him that Cam and I got married. So I think he was relieved to find out I was just doing porn.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Damn.
As a matter of fact, when I heard your interview with Layla, you had yet to tell your son. And
correct.
I think that was, and it was kind of like a when we were putting these questions down, or Sam was putting these questions down, I'm not going to lie. I do the tech end, sort of. Sam does jack shit. That's what the hell he does.
Pretty much. I say here, but drink beer and think of shit.
He writes down ideas and such, but I was going to kind of put a tag on that and say, let's not bring that up necessarily. So evidently that went well, better than you maybe expected, just because you said you got married, but hey, I'm just doing porn instead. That's all right.
Yeah. It's like, thank God. No. Yeah.
Shit. Dodged a bullet there.
Oh. So no, okay. It's really funny because it just happened very recently that I told him. And so, I've really, really hedged on that for a long time. Like you said, when I interviewed with Layla, that hadn't happened yet. And I put it off and I put it off and I put it off. But there's a lot of media. I was on Insider last week about a brand partnership that I have with a nutrition company. I'm one of five OnlyFans models that were in that Insider article, which is a, you know, big business publication.
I believe I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and there's another, an article coming out in the biggest UK based women's magazine. They're doing a feature on me, and that's going to be released soon. And, you know, of course, even though that's a UK magazine, that they're worldwide. And then there's another outfit that's going to be doing a documentary about me soon. And so I'm like, you know, I really don't want him to open up his phone and see this one day. I mean, I really, Cam was like,
yeah.
My man was like, you know what? You need to tell him. He might take it better than you think. And so I was like, yeah, I really have to. So again, I mean, my son and I have a great relationship too. And he's really fun and really funny. So basically his answer was, excuse me while I go throw my phone and my laptop into the ocean.
Shit. I can't even imagine. But I mean, it's a generational thing. But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted no details, and he got no details. I wasn't planning on giving him details anyway. It's
a matter of, yeah, okay.
Hey, this is happening. I wanted you to know. We'll never speak of this again. Cool.
So, you know, kids don't want to think about their parents having sex, period. It's like, I just miraculously showed up here. That was the only time, and it was just missionary, and they just made me, and that was it. You know, nothing other shit.
They held hands and I was made.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the funny thing is that he used to get a big kick out of it because all of his friends when he was growing up thought he had the hot mom. You know? He used to think it was cool when he was 13, but now, you know, not so much. Probably.
It's like, whoa, my mom is spank material.
Well, especially since his age range is, you know, most of my fan base are young men. It's really this MILF and stepmom fantasy thing, and the age gap thing has gotten so huge, and God bless them. I'm really happy about it because that fits into my, you know, preferences perfectly.
you mentioned being in an article for a UK publication. Does OnlyFans give you your stats as to say where your subscriptions are coming from as far as regions, countries, anything like that, that you can kind of say, hey, I have X amount of subscribers in the UK or in Australia or something like that?
You know, they really don't have that. They just give you overall numbers. I think there are different apps that you can use that tracks it down to that level of detail. And that's something that I probably need to do. I'm actually starting to take on some staff, not for the fan engagement. And that's something I want to be clear about. I know a lot of models do hire people to answer messages and chat with their fans. I will never do that. That piece will always be me. But as far as someone to go and, for example, I make all my own Instagram posts. I make all my own OnlyFans posts. I'm also on Fansly, which is another platform similar to OnlyFans.
Yes.
So I make all of that content. And then I have someone who takes that content, whether it's the G-rated or PG-rated version for, say, TikTok, you know, and all that. And he posts it all those other places for me from what I've created. And he'll take my OnlyFans stuff and put it on Fansly and then Clapper. You can be a little bit more risque on there. By the way, my TikTok got banned today, so I'll be making a new TikTok.
Those bastards.
So, yay. No, they don't like lingerie on a 56-year-old. It'd be okay if I was 20.
Now that we've established that, you know, I don't have to dance around you, can I tell you something?
Of course.
TikTok's a bunch of cocksuckers.
Yes, they are. Oh, my goodness.
We went live on TikTok the one time, but we've done it since then. But one time we decided, we said, okay, we already have 1,000 followers on TikTok. Now we can go live. We go live. We're on TikTok live for 8 minutes before they shut us off because we were bullying somebody.
Oh, good Lord.
Somebody showed up in the live as a, you know, somebody watching. I saw the name pop up and it happened to be a friend of mine, and I went something like, well, he's a piece of shit. Yeah, or something like that, and boom, we are down. And I'm like, I'm not bullying him, he is a piece of shit. But we were banned. We couldn't go live for 2 weeks, and I'm like, well, kiss my ass, we're not going to do it again, we'll just stick on Facebook. You can get away with more on there.
Yeah, you can definitely get away with more on Facebook. I love y'all's Facebook group. I love posting pictures in there. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, cheap plug now. Yeah. You want to come over to the Donnie side? We've got a top fucking OnlyFans model in our fucking kitty page, the Pod Kitties, TNA Pod Kitties. Come on over to Facebook. See that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, exclusive content, baby, right there on the TNA page.
We got no paywall.
We're not worthy.
We're just dirt beyond your below your feet there. But I keep thinking of other shit. I'm reading this stuff. Peek behind the curtain. We have a script, not a script, just questions. But I keep thinking of other shit. You spent your life suppressing the adventurous side. Was it strictly your man who was your inspiration to kind of start you down this path or set you free? Or was it something that you, obviously you were the one that had to say yes, but was it something that was just, I don't know, in you?
It's always been in me. Absolutely. It's always been in me. I've always had that side that wanted to be free to express myself in that way, to dress a certain way, to maybe, you know, be a little bit more risque, but I've just never been in a position where I could actually do that. You know, I mean, maybe I would have done it on my own. Most likely I wouldn't have. I do think that his chemistry with me, you know, our chemistry together was what made me just like I mean, y'all, I can't even explain it. It's just crazy between us. It really, well, you've seen it, but anyway.
When you say it, I keep going back to the fact that I'm like, here's the deal.
You know what? After seeing that, I'm pretty sure your son would change his damn mind once he's on.
No, dude, that's just awful. I showed Sam and I'm like, look at the rut on this motherfucker.
Oh my goodness, he's gonna be listening to this loving every second
of it. Oh yeah.
So, yeah, Sam was
his head's gonna swell up so big he won't be able to fit it in that gimp mask.
Yeah, yeah. Sam saw the gimp mask and was like, holy fuck,
it's
he's
the gimp. She woke up.
I love it.
Gimp
y'all, just wait. There's a lot more craziness like that coming. I have a video coming out this week, which is it's a black light video with fluorescent body paint. Beginning of the video is split screen, which is me, and he's directing me what to do, but you're also watching him, and he's pleasuring himself while he's watching me on the other side of the split screen. And then the video progresses to a lot of really cool toys play, and also a whip with some fluorescent paint and a paddle with some fluorescent paint, and that ends up all over me. So be looking for that.
I know something else is going to end up all over you too.
Well.
That's exactly right. Well. Hell, and I love every minute of it.
There was an old porn, I think it was called Behind the Green Door.
Oh, yeah.
They had the Marilyn slow Chambers. Motion cum shots that were kind of like a, you know, black light sort of thing.
God damn.
Oh my God, I love it.
Well, I was thinking to myself, he's directing. That means he's watching. It means probably because he can't shut his eyes because all the skin's gone.
He only needs one hand to do the filming.
Oh, wow.
Well, we have tripods. Don't worry.
Well, he's got
we
a
have
monopod.
Multiple. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We have multiple camera angles in this video. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Well, you know, speaking of that, now that you have broken the chains of suppression, it made me kind of curious. That I'm just wondering, you know, is there any other types of maybe restraints and everything that you really, really enjoy?
Now, that being said, I did show him the video,
and I was about to make
you know I like some restraints.
I was about to make a point of that.
Okay.
What's your favorite type of restraint, though?
So for the people at home who haven't seen the 50 Shades of Grey video, I recommend you come get that. But I start out in both arm and leg restraints, spread eagle to the bed in high heels and a leather bikini.
Mm-hmm.
So have that visual in your head. I really like that. Yeah. I like being restrained. I have the spreader bar. There's one video that I haven't released yet that my hands are behind my back in wrist cuffs with a spreader bar. And I really like that a lot, too.
Okay.
y'all haven't seen it all yet.
Well, you were like, yeah, picture that in your mind. I'm like, well, I just saw it a little while ago. I am picturing some of it in my mind. But
we're very creative.
We're like attention deficit fucking children. Oh, yeah. We're watching. We are like, hey, look at that.
You put a visual in my head, and I'm gone.
Oh, she's tied.
Oh my goodness.
She's tied up. Look at that. Listen,
Cam is very creative. He thinks of and blocks a lot of the scenes, and he comes up with some of our scenarios. We do a lot of role playing and a lot of things like that, and that was one of his creations. So yeah, it's really hot.
What a great job. I mean, yeah. It's like
he has a day job also. So
wow,
you know.
So he has, during his day job, he's just like, how can I fuck her tonight?
All day long, he's just thinking of shit. Yeah.
So it's like a normal dude. But except when you get home, you get to actually do it.
Yeah, when he gets home, he gets to, do me.
Oh, my God. speaking of which, you have him, and just in general, do you prefer younger men, or do us, you know, older fellas here might have a shot? So.
Well, it's hard to generalize, so I won't generalize, but I will say, my man now is 36, and we've been together for a while. But you know, my ex-husband is 60. You know, it's not about age. I think it really depends on the person. I do. You know, it's just it's a vibe. It's a way somebody carries themselves, a way they express themselves, the way that they make me feel, the way they look at me. He makes me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world, and he looks at me like he could just eat me up, which, you know, then he does. But
yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, you have seen it multiple times, right? So, and I love every second of it, but I don't think it has to do with age. I think it really depends on the person. But now, who doesn't love a young, hard body? Come on now. So,
yeah.
But that's like saying to a man, like if someone said to you, would you think a 56-year-old woman was hot? I mean, we're not all the same, you know? So you can't really say.
No, you couldn't go by the age. Yeah, right. I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's all a preference thing. I consider myself not to be of the norm. I'm the guy that, you know, we go to a strip bar and we're watching a 21-year-old girl climbing this, you know, 15-foot pole, and I'm going, she's going to fall. She's going to fall.
Honey, come down from there.
It's right. It's like my dad instincts kick in. I got to catch her. And at the same time, you know, she comes and tries to talk and everything. And I'm just like, honey, I got shoes older than you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I got two daughters. I can't run that thing into in my head over the experiences that I've had when I was younger. Older women do make beautiful lovers. Mm. I will say that.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we do. Well, I can tell you this. Before Cam, I would not have even thought about dating someone in my son's age range. Like, I won't say he wore me down because, I mean, look at him. He didn't have to do much wearing down. But it wasn't a thing that I would have, you know, I would never have pursued him or come on to him or thought I even had a shot with him, honestly. So, it was not like I looked at him and went, ooh, yeah, come to mama. It wasn't like that at all. We became friends and it, you know, it became more than that. But he definitely made the first move. I wasn't turning him down by any means.
You know, speaking of come to mama, just curious about, you know, is that a type of content you might see on your OnlyFans page?
I mean, well, there is a stepmom video. Uh-huh. He's actually the one in this range. The stepmom blowjob video, that's our only mommy content because, you know, I that's not really my thing, but I did have a request for it. So it was a little odd for me to do that role play with him, to be honest with you. But yeah, but we did do that. We did the stepmom. He was in restraints and I teased him and then took care of that.
What is with all the stuff that he's coming up with, what's your favorite content that he's come up with so far?
I mean, I like it rough. So anything that has to do with me getting a lot of spankings and being tied up, I really love that.
Bless
and I also
your
love to dress up in sexy lingerie. And, you know, you guys, I know you saw the ass video, right? The one where I'm bent over, the hidden camera video.
No, we didn't like see that.
Too. Shut up, Sam. I saw it. If you weren't so technically illiterate, you could log on there and look at it. And I know what it is. He's like, I don't have that kind of time because it's going
to. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's a long video.
Then I got to get out to fucking, you know, the fucking Crisco and the fucking.
No.
It's a good video.
At this age, all I need is a Swiffer because it's blowing out dust.
Oh, my goodness. Well, to answer your question, that video is really hot to me because that's another scenario he came up with, which was we had these, and I use air quotes, hidden because OnlyFans does not allow any hidden cameras. And of course, I knew about them, but we pretend like I didn't know about
right,
the hidden cameras.
Right,
and we have all these different angles of him, you know, I come in and he's chastising me for being late, so he has to punish me. And yeah, it's a good video. So I like that one too.
When you're doing the OnlyFans stuff, everybody has a good day and a bad day. And I know there's times like, hey, I don't want to do this, whatever. Can we skip today? Blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, you're kind of trying to build your brand by the more content you have. What's the best and worst thing that's really happened to you thus far as like a session?
Oh, she's laughing already. This is going to be good.
He's going to be so mad at me for telling this story, but I've got to tell it anyway.
He'll be all right.
First of all, Cam, I'm sorry, baby. But first of all, I will tell y'all, we fuck a lot that doesn't get filmed. We fuck way more. We can make way more content than we do, but sometimes we just go at it. We don't film at all. So, I'm just saying that sometimes there's just not time to set up the camera because we are like crazy hot for each other. So we do it all the time. But anyway, one time we were going to, this was at my old house. I just moved recently, and we were going to hook up the television to the camera so that we could watch ourselves fuck. And on the big screen while we were doing it, which is really hot. Well, he gets up to go hook up the thing, and the ceiling fan practically knocked him out. He stands up on the bed, and the ceiling fan beams him in the head. I mean, it made a sound like it hit concrete. It was the worst sound I've ever heard in my life. And, oh, my God, he hit the bed, and I'm screaming, and he's like... It's not funny. It's funny now because he wasn't hurt, but he had it like swollen out of his head for like 3 days.
Yeah, but
we were at dinner the next night, and I was like, "Baby, what is that?" He's like, "A damn ceiling fan."
I'll tell the truth. He was laying there, and you're like, "Well, it's still hard."
Well, we did it. I mean, that's the thing. He fucked me like a champion.
That a boy. That a boy.
That is exactly what happened.
He wouldn't have lost much blood in his fucking head. Anyway, no. It was all supporting that big old rib.
Took a while for that bruise to happen.
I had to tease him about it. Yeah, I tease him about it because he still fucked me like a champion after he got a concussion from the ceiling fan.
That's a man right there.
Yeah, it is.
So you want everybody to see all the content, but the other side of that question, you mentioned some other things. What is your absolute, this is the best thing we've ever done. What would be in that category?
Gosh, there have been so many that I just love. I love everything about the artistic, the black light that's getting ready to come out. I love that. I love the camera angles and the hidden camera video. The blowjob videos, y'all, I mean, this is like, I'm just going to say it. I give the best head on the planet, as you can tell by the amount of noise he makes when he comes. And so I love doing that because that makes me feel like a champion. You know, when I hear those noises, I'm like, yes. So I love all of those. I love all of that.
Whoa.
I'm not shy. You ask, I'm going to tell you.
Can we take a break?
No.
I just need a minute.
No.
He needs to go watch a video.
I don't need to.
It's playing in his fucking head right now.
It's in 4K right now.
I got to admit, the video that we just partook of, if that's a fucking word, we just viewed before we had this conversation. You don't got much gag reflex, do you?
I have zero gag reflex, and I can take it all the way down, baby.
Bless your fucking heart.
it needs to be blessed because something could be bouncing off that damn thing.
He likes it a lot.
Nobody's ever needed one gag reflex with me, but it's whatever. Take a run at it. I got to take a run at it so I can break her nose. let me see. Do you perform? Make it sound so fucking professional. Let me see.
Yeah, just hold on.
Is it your turn or is it mine?
Hold on.
Oh yeah, do that. Let me get that paper out. That sounds great.
Here, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay,
you just shut your mouth over there.
Okay.
All right. Do you do any private shows for any fans?
I do video calls, but my video calls are not, they're pricey because of the amount of time and the fact that you can't really control even, what someone does after that, if they're going to screen record it. I just really don't want my content to get out there. I actually hired a service that is a DMCA takedown service that looks for my content. They scrub the web and they have all of my videos, all of my pictures, and they scrub the web looking for content of me But on something like that, unless I record it and upload it to them myself, I don't know what someone's going to do with that afterwards. So I don't like to do those. So they are priced accordingly just to protect me. And I only would do that with someone who was a fan that had been a fan that I've interacted with for some time. Now, as far as off platform, I don't do anything off platform. There is no in real life. And it's something I get asked every single day. There's no real life.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's like, listen, I'm a model and a content creator, not a hooker. Okay. Let's just get this straight. This is not a pretty woman. Okay. I'm not coming to your hotel. Not happening.
Well, I had a little follow-up question that was going to go with that, because I just thought, you know, if you did something like that, I wanted to know if there were anybody who made any specific requests that you just stood back and went, there's no fucking way I'm doing that.
The whole meeting thing, that goes without question, but something somebody would be like,
oh no, I'm talking about doing a private show for them. They want some sort of certain specific content.
Can I see you shove a half a gallon of Haagen-Dazs up your ass or something, you know, something like that.
I mean, that's the kind of thing you do get asked, y'all. And I will say this though, there are some models that do meetups. So, you know, no downing sex workers out there. I'm not trying to down them, but that's not my thing. For safety reasons, that's not my life. You know, my life is very normal outside of the fact that I let people watch me fuck on the internet. I have two dogs and live in a little, you know, house in a suburban area. And my neighbors don't know what I do either. They don't know that there's one bedroom that's a studio in my house.
I mean,
behind the white picket fence.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
But if you said that your daughter and your son, they know. Yes. Is there anybody else in your family, in your circle of friends or whatever, who know, who may have passed judgment on you?
Well, so the only people in my family, my parents both passed several years back, and you know, daddy's probably flipping in his grave. No, I'm just kidding. My dad was very supportive of me, and he, you know, I'm glad we didn't ever have to have the conversation, but, no, that wouldn't have gone well. His dad was a Southern Baptist minister. And so that was part of my upbringing that, you know, we're talking about the word, you know, repressed. That's pretty much where that all came from. Mm. But, people who pass judgment. Yes. Some people that work for me, I'm in upper management, somehow. And the only way I can think of for this to happen is that they actually, maybe someone that knows me subscribed under an assumed name, but some people who work for me did find this out, and it got back to me because they went to some other people who worked for me and were talking about it. And so thankfully those people came to me and I was able to tell them, no, I'm not being exploited. I'm exploiting the hell out of myself for profit. Thank you very much. I'm not a victim of anything.
Yeah, you just get the fuck over it and just look at that fucking W-2, you bastard.
Exactly. It's like, this is my choice. This is not Pam doing anything to me that I'm not, you know, fully on board with him doing, wink, wink. So,
Now there's a question. When you bring up the W-2, is there a specific tax form you have to fill out at the end of the year?
There's not,
if you're 1099, yeah, for sure.
I think what dipshit was trying to get, is there a porn form? No, it's a 1099.
You get tax breaks on all the sex toys that you buy. Just write them off.
Sure, absolutely. I'll be writing it all off, baby.
So
my count size will be like size of silver, you know, like dollar plates or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
Dinner plates.
She's talking about, you know, upper management and being everything like that. And it just kind of crossed my mind. There's a movie out there called Horrible Bosses.
Oh, yes, there is. I love that movie.
With Jennifer Aniston in it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was never really a big fan of that woman until I seen some video clips of her in that movie. And I was like, oh, my Lord.
Well, so have you ever seen my video where I do the hot boss role play, where I am doing point of view to the camera and I'm the boss who's chastising the employee and talking to the camera and telling him, you know, but I start to sexually harass this employee and tell him to take his pants off. And then his punishment is he has to watch me pleasure myself with multiple toys, but he can't touch me. And so, yeah, that's my hot boss. I start out in like a business suit and glasses and my hair back, and I end up in stockings and black lingerie in an office chair.
I'm writing this down.
I've got it memorized.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, wow. And I keep veering off the path here, but it makes me think of more questions. You are in upper management. So when you say you are in upper management, you're not the top of the food chain.
No, I work for a very large corporation. So my title is actually senior manager, but I'm over a couple of departments in that company.
Okay. And I don't want to keep digging on that, but what the point would be, you said people who worked for you had discovered it.
Yes.
What about the people above you?
Not that I'm aware of, and HR has not come to me, and certainly they would have. Although, you know, I don't do this during company time. I don't have any kind of morality clause. I film this in my own time. I could imagine that they would have an issue with it, but I don't know legally if there was anything they could do.
No, and that was kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah, I think as long as you don't bring that company particularly into play,
right?
In any sort of way, I don't think.
And like she said, there is such a thing as a morality clause. But if you don't have that in your, contract or whatever it is you have, then they're just fucked. But nobody's kissing them. Ha ha.
Right.
Speaking of fucking without kissing, do you have any personal fetishes or fantasies that you are still a little reluctant to perform in front of an audience?
Well, first of all, I never get fucked without getting kissed, because we do have some romantic love every time, even though he's fucking the shit out of me. Don't get that twisted.
You gotta have.
There's this one. I have to laugh because there's this one picture where he's actually putting the wrist cuffs on me, but I'm laughing because he's kissing my neck while he's doing it. I mean, we just have a lot of fun, so I had to say that because it's really funny. But as far as things that I want to do and I've been reluctant to do, we talk about things like bringing other people in. We haven't really done that as of yet. That's kind of been something that, it takes a specific person, because they do have to sign a release to be on the only thing.
Yeah. That's what I was getting ready to say. Yeah. Is like, what would that release form look like?
Well, it's actually OnlyFans is very strict, thankfully, about identifying all of the performers. If I accidentally forget to tag him, because now that he's got a release uploaded, it's like his name is Cam on there. And so I have to tag Cam. If his foot or his hand appears in a picture and I forget to tag him, it takes it down until I go back and add that tag. It recognizes that there's another person, and it will not let you post any part of a person. And I'll tell you, that came into play because we actually did a video. I talked about it on Layla's show, where we went into a sex shop and I gave him head and we fucked in the sex shop, and I couldn't post it because, well, first of all, OnlyFans doesn't allow public. And I did try to post it without, but there are other people in it, and I had to cut it down so much that I'm still really looking for maybe Fansly. I don't know. I haven't really looked too much into it, but there's a whole entire video of, this sex that we did in a sex shop. And so even cutting it down, it's still super hot, but there's other people in it. Like, this one man comes up and Cam lets him spank my ass. And then another man walks up and holds the camera for us. So like, that can never be on OnlyFans, because those are, even that guy's legs, even after I cut his head out, his legs were still in it. And so I could never put that on OnlyFans.
Man, how does this happen? Why didn't this happen to me? Hey, can you film this?
We actually dared each other. We had teased each other all day back and forth on text, and we dared each other that we were going to do that in there. And so we took the camera, the good camera, the Canon camera, in there with us, and then also our phone cameras. And we just went in there and started walking around, and he started taking pictures of me, and I had my remote control vibrator in, so he was messing with me a little bit with that. And then we just They just went for it. And then the guy working there couldn't care less. He just stood by behind the counter and watched too.
It was just a fucking Tuesday for him.
Yeah. It was just the best day of his life. Cam was like, in the video, you can hear him say, this is the greatest thing they've ever seen.
Best day ever.
Right.
No, I can tell you why something like, I can tell you why something like that would never happen to me, because people who have sex don't hang out in the fleshlight aisle. I'm just standing there going, where's all that noise coming from? do you have a, can you maybe share with us some of your future ambitions you have for OnlyFans, or would you rather keep those kind of, you know, close to the chest?
Oh, no, I'd love to share. I actually am working on establishing a YouTube channel. My goal and my vision, not just on OnlyFans, I intend to continue to grow that platform. Obviously, I love it. It's a great creative outlet. I think it's something that, I've always needed and I have always, craved, was that public, you know, thing that I'm doing now. I'm really loving it. I think it's added a lot, not that we needed to add spice, but it's added another dimension to our sex life, because he's an exhibitionist like me. He loves it too. I mean, we've done public things before we ever started, you know, filming them for the internet. But as far as my ambitions, I'm working on this YouTube channel so that I can share my story. I'm working on my autobiography, and I want to share my story, not just for me, but there are a lot of women out there, my age range, you know, or younger even. Like, I really want to help women to understand that sexy doesn't have an expiration date, and that you shouldn't repress who you are for any reason, and that it's never too late to explore your sexy side and, you know, empower yourself and let go and do what makes you happy. I think that as long as you're not hurting anyone and you are safe and you are consenting to what you're doing, you should feel free to do this or do whatever at any age. And so I want to help women who, you know, maybe they had a career change. Maybe they've gotten divorced late in life. Maybe they're, you know, the economy being what it is. Maybe they need extra money. I want to help people see that there are things that they can do that are not only fun, but can help them, that can be very lucrative for them as well. And so if I can just kind of be an example and let people see what you can do if you set your mind to it, then that's going to be really good for me and very fulfilling for me to help other women.
You'd be kind of like a mentor or maybe even a counsel, like maybe an Ask Ray Richmond sort of YouTube setup or something, to where people can just write into you and ask you specific questions that you can talk about, maybe.
Personal trainer for porn.
For sure. I love it.
Yeah, there. That's a good idea.
Yeah. That was Sam coughing up a lung.
Sorry.
And I'm the smoker. I'm the dirty smoker.
Oh my goodness. Put those things down, they'll kill you.
I'm going to tell you what, I've dodged some bullets already, darling. I think smoking is the least of my concerns.
You
mentioned something that you can't do on OnlyFans, and that it intrigues me that OnlyFans is so transparent. As far as, from what I understand, there is no way to post to OnlyFans and remain anonymous. They have to know who you are.
Correct.
Like, exactly who you are. It's not an alias. Correct. You know, it's
no. Well, now that's not correct. Okay, hold on. Ray Richmond is not my real name.
I didn't figure that was your Christian name. But
okay, but OnlyFans knows my real name.
Exactly.
But there's no way for someone else to find out my real name. You have to upload your ID.
Right.
You have to upload your ID, and you also have to hold your phone up or your computer, and it takes a video of your face from all angles to make sure you are that person on that driver's license.
Right. That's what I was getting at. And there are safeguards in place to keep your content secured inside it.
Yes.
So people can do this and have a certain amount of security, as far as going, hey, you know, I always said, I tell the guys that I work with that I'm just like, hey, if I ever start an OnlyFans page, go fuck yourself. Because here's the deal. If you,
I don't think they're going to be fucking themselves while watching your OnlyFans.
But what I'm saying, if there was a fucking market for fucking 50-year-old tiny penis motherfuckers, I would be in the top 5% is what I would be. But if somebody came to work and said, Jason's got an OnlyFans page, guess what? You subscribed, bitch. What'd you like? What'd you like about it?
Yeah, you know, exactly. Well, just so you know, there is a market for 50-year-old tiny penis men because there's a market for everything.
Woo!
Every single thing you can think of, there is a market for it. And things that I would never, I belong to some creator groups on Facebook that I just kind of sit back like a fly on the wall and watch a lot of, you know, the interaction. But it's good, you know, it's good to answer or ask questions and things like that. But the things that people talk about, the fetishes that they specialize in, blow my mind. Like, literally. And it takes a lot, y'all. I mean, I think you might have figured out I'm not really that repressed anymore.
Well,
I don't know. I've come up with a few things on this program that might blow your mind. Supposed porn genres that interested me and stuff.
But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, well, since you told me that there is probably an audience out there for that, I don't know if I'm going to work tomorrow.
You know, I have this tan line around my feet where I wear short socks at work and I'm outside a lot. So you ever seen those cartoon turkey legs with the, you know, with the nice tanned legs with the little white stocking thing or whatever the hell that is on the end? That's kind of like what my feet, that's what my legs look like.
Basically,
you think that if I got on OnlyFans and just maybe oiled those legs up or something, I could maybe
stop that.
Get a few bucks for gas this week.
Oh my God.
Feet.
I mean, don't. You just don't know how many people like feet.
Don't.
I don't do feet stuff, but people.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
That's beer money, dude.
There's a market for everything.
His legs, he's got like this fucking hellacious tan on his fucking leg, and you get down to his shoe, and right at the ankle, it cuts off. It looks like there should be a fucking toe tag hanging off his toe. It's like fucking completely white.
I just out of curiosity, when it comes to the content on OnlyFans, where do they draw the line?
Or do they? Yes, they do.
There are several things that are not allowed on OnlyFans. There's nothing, and I'm going to be real careful how I say this. You can't do public, which I mentioned, or even like the hint that it's in public. You can't do water sports or anything that bodily excretions that would be done in the bathroom. That's all awkward for the OnlyFans.
No poopy.
Right, exactly. No poopy, no pee-pee. Cannot do that on OnlyFans at all.
Thank God.
There's a line there because I've heard, it hasn't happened to me, but I know there are creators that have had squirt videos taken down. My squirt videos are still up.
I've
heard that that's not allowed.
Yeah, I've seen some of yours. That's yep.
I'm a fan. Oh,
me too. I got another question that we didn't have planned because it made me think. You had said that one of the things that you guys have discussed and haven't done it yet is the possibility of maybe bringing somebody else in for a video.
Yes.
Not to get in your business too much, but we've talked about, you know, I don't know, fucking. If you were going to go through with it and you had that particular person, would that person have a penis or not?
I would say that person would have a vagina for the first one. Sam has enough penis. I don't think I need another one in the mix.
No shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I was just getting ready to say, honey, I hope you get one. I hope you get a little smaller one because otherwise you might. I hope you got a pretty good insurance policy on that other gig you got.
Cam the
Hammock. I think he would like to see me with another girl. And so I think that would be, the next thing that happened for us. But again, that's something that, you know, it's difficult to find. I'm not going to just bring in some random person and we don't have anybody that would fit that criteria that would, you know.
Yeah, that would be the next part of my question would be like, okay, how would you how would you go about selecting them? Because, you know, you guys are actually in a relationship. So this would be...
Well, would there be
a swinging thing?
Yeah, would there be an OnlyFans model that you might like to get together and collaborate with?
It could be another creator. I mean, there's, you know, swinging stuff is not off the table. We've got a very open, you know, sexual relationship. So that wouldn't be off the table. But again, it would have to be someone who would be willing to sign a release for OnlyFans. But I think that another creator would probably be the best choice just because then we could both use the content. But that said, I don't know anyone. I've been approached by a few young ladies, and very young ladies, more like, you know, 30s young ladies, who that always blows my mind.
Hey, also, hey.
Young girls and young boys like me, I don't know.
There you go. There you go.
Anyway, so I have been approached. So I would say that would probably be where that would come from, would be another creator who, you know, understood the deal and was okay with that.
Well, Ray, we sure appreciate your time this evening. We have gone almost an hour with this interview. We don't want to hold up your time, because I'm pretty sure you got some fucking you got to do.
I'm just kidding. I'm much kidding. Better planned than mine.
I'm kidding. My God, you see the root on that boy. Anyway.
Well, I got to stop you there because, well, Cam's going to be listening. Cam's out of town. So, no, there'll be no fucking tonight. There's no fucking tonight.
We'll keep it on the down low.
It was earlier.
Tell our listeners where exactly you can be found everywhere.
So my link tree has all of my social media links, my OnlyFans link, also my Fansly. It's got links to all of my media. It has the Layla podcast. It has my enhanced performance nutrition partner link. It's got my Porn Valley media article that's been posted, and it'll have this link also when this is available. And as more media is added, it will be there also. So that would be the one-stop shop, would be my link tree, and I'll give you guys the link so that you can post it with this. But if they're just wanting the quick and dirty, then it's onlyfans.com/RayRichmond, RaeRichmond.
And I'm going to tell you something, just as a subscriber, just for research, that's what it was for. Do yourself a favor. Go check out Miss Ray Richmond. It is definitely worth the subscription fee.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have your link tree posted in our show notes for this episode. And Ray, we really appreciate you. We will talk again soon, hopefully.
Thank you so much, guys. It was great talking to you.
That was delightful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good word.
No matter how many times we've done this, like I said, in the beginning, we thought we were going to do UFOs and fucking Bigfoot and, you know, wrestling and all this, which we have, but it always comes back to where there's some sin and debauchery involved.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we go from, at you what, know, UFOs at, to some lady talking about, well, I love sucking them cocks. I like a big old rut down my fam. Well,
my God, man. that boy.
Cam the ham hock.
That is a root.
That some bitch gonna listen to this and his head's gonna be swelled up so damn bad. Like I said, he ain't gonna be able to put that gimp mask on.
And you fucking no sold that at all. He totally had a gimp mask on. the video that we're talking about where she's like in the great restraints or whatever, it's like she's there and you can see, I'm giving it like play by play. She's there and you can see
She's on the bed.
She's tied up. She's got the fucking leather bikini on.
She's strapped. You know, yeah. She's like, she's secured and strapped in for the ride.
All helpless and shit. And all of a sudden, this fucking gimp mask face comes into the frame like, hey, y'all. And then goes back out and
hey,
like,
fellas.
Hey,
look at my big root. Oh, no. Looks like Spider's got him a little flying his web.
Fuck. Oh, shit. Anyway.
I got to bring him down a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Bring him down a little bit.
Yeah. He, Hell, if nothing else, if ladies out there, go subscribe and look at this big old fucking root.
We ought to be thanking him, too, because he is part of this.
Oh, yeah. He's doing the filming and the fucking. Bless your heart, Cam. You know, you've got you a fucking woman that likes to fuck 24/7 and you got a big old root. I don't like you. I just don't. I of course I do. I'm extremely jealous.
You poor little man.
Yeah. And you're,
and I'm right there with you.
Anyway, this has been episode 51 and we have talked to a bona fide porn star on OnlyFans and,
it was fun.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
And all them other
places. And I was about to say, in all them other places.
Go check her out on OnlyFans. You can find the link tree to her in our show notes. Go find that. Go look at all of her social media platforms. She is quite active everywhere. And you can get an idea of what she is about, what she looks like, her turn-ons, her turn-offs. And then when you get ready, go on over to that OnlyFans. You can see a lot of butt stuff.
And if you couldn't find her link tree, you'll find Cam's tree.
Oh, that is a fucking root. Get after it! This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road. Watch out for that root.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink!